This poem is called Saturn's Rings. And another wonderful poet, an underknown poet, Frank Gaspar, encouraged me to buy a telescope. And this poem emerged out of that experience, Saturn's Rings. Last night, I saw the rings of Saturn for the first time, that brilliant band of icy crystals and dust, mirrors shepherding the light, collecting it like pollen or manna or pails of sweet, clear water drawn from the depths of an ancient well. The gleam poured through my pupils into this small, temporary body, my wrinkled brain in its eggshell skull, my tunneling blood, breasts that remember the sting and flush of milk. Saturn, its frozen rings, fire white, reflecting the sun from a billion miles. Maybe there's a word in another language for when distance dissolves into time. How are we changed when we stand out under the fat stars of summer, our pores opening in the night? The Earth from Saturn is a pale blue orb, smaller than the heart of whomever you love. You don't forget the poles of the Earth turning to slush. You don't forget the turtles burning in the Gulf. Burger King at the end of the block is frying perfectly round patties. The cows off I-5 stand ankle-deep in excrement. The television spreads its blue wings over the window of the house across the street, where someone's husband pressed a gun against the ridged roof of his mouth. This choreography of ruin, the world breaking like glass under a microscope, the way it doesn't crack all at once, but spreads out from the damaged cavities. Still, for a moment, it all recedes. The backyard potatoes swell quietly, buried beneath their canopy of leaves. The wind rubs its hands through the trees.